Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship tonight. We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this same. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place.
Let your glory, let your power.
your passion. Let your power, let your glory. Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Go ahead and thank him tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Poetic Energy Radio on my morning inspiration, candid conversation segment of the show. I am so excited this morning. I usually start my show today, my morning inspiration, candid conversation show at 11:30, but I decided to start it a little bit earlier today. I am sitting here at my computer just watching the beautiful fresh fallen snow. It's so beautiful to watch the snow fall and see the purity of the snow. It's just an amazing thing to see the seasons change. I don't like to drive in it particularly, but I love to watch it, and I love the atmosphere around the winter months, because you become more cozy, you know, with the one that you love, and you stay in to, you know, embrace one another more. But we're not going to talk about that this morning. I just, you know, had a reflection. I am so excited this morning is because I want to share with you what I've been doing since December 1st. This is not a New Year's resolution. This is something that I've decided to do for myself. I put myself on a program that I designed. Well, actually, that's developing, because I decided to call. I wanted to make a lot of changes in my life, both mentally, spiritually, financially, all of the things across the board. I wanted to reach within myself and bring out the total me. And what I call that, how I decided to do that, is to implement a program allowing me to reflect only on the things on myself for 30 days. I don't want to look back 30 days. I don't want to look ahead 30 days. Just 30 days, giving me something tangible to work with. 30 days. And the reason why I call this thing the 30-day rewind, Sankofa. And if you know anything about Sankofa, what that actually means is the concept of Sankofa is derived from King Adinkira and it's a little thing. He's from the Akan people of West Africa, and Sankofa is just expressed in the Akan language, and it literally just means it is not taboo to go back and fetch for what you forgot. And the premise of Sankofa is to teach us that we must go back to our roots in order to move forward. That is what we should reach back and gather the best of what our past has to teach us, so that we can achieve our full potential as we move forward. Whatever we have lost, forgotten, or foregone, or been stripped of, can be reclaimed. The premise of it is that it can be reclaimed, revived, preserved, and perpetuated if you reflect back. And that's why I decided to call it the 30-day rewind, Sankofa, because so many things that I want to do and accomplish within this upcoming year. And I decided that a New Year's resolution wasn't the thing, because everybody tried with the New Year's resolution, the basis and the premise of it is just for people to, you know, begin something new in the at the beginning of the new year. I wanted to break myself of such a tradition, because I felt like the moment that I felt it in my spirit was the moment that I should begin, because that was a pivotal moment for me, because usually I say, well, I'll wait and do it, you know, at the appropriate time, or, you know, now is the appropriate time. Sometimes I won't say you have to impulsively do things, but I would say that sometimes within your spirit, when you're compelled to do something, sometimes it means at that moment that you should do that. So this is what I did. I started this, putting myself on this 30-day rewind, Sankofa, because I wanted to reflect inwardly about some things that I wanted to change for myself in my life. And let me tell you, I have been implementing some wonderful, wonderful things in my life that I, you know, had never experienced before. And one of those things is that meditation. I am an African-American woman, and in the African, and the only reason why I'm mentioning that, because the African-American community, they don't, you know, we typically don't embrace meditation and yoga and things like that, but I have been trying to, you know, really implement some new things in my life. And let me tell you, every morning that I have committed to meditating in the morning, I have seen a tremendous change within, since December 1st up until today. I have seen some tremendous changes in my mental thoughts. And it has been such a wonderful, wonderful experience being able to adjust even for a few moments, how you can really, really embrace, you know, coming to focus with your thoughts, and you can center your thoughts, and how it's just a feeling of enlightenment. I don't know if you really, and it's really not a lot of things that you need to do or have to do in meditation. It's just simply be quiet and reflect within yourself, and you will find that. You know, I was watching a program earlier this week, the Russell Simmons show, and something occurred to me that he's a very spiritually motivating person, because in part of the segment of the show, he and his children were meditating in their car while the driver was driving them around, and it was amazing how the kids just embraced meditation. And it never occurred to me that this is something that you really can teach your children so that they can be more centered people as they grow up. There's nothing wrong with meditation. And I'm speaking to all people in especially the African-American community, because, you know, we go through life with a lot of stresses and a lot of negative energy in our life, but we never seek out the way to release that, release ourselves of that. And, yes, of course, prayer is always welcome and always divinely appropriate. But I think that, you know, even the Word of God tells us that meditate day and night. And even though, you know, a lot of Christians say, well, he said meditate on his word day and night, but then there's a scripture in the Bible that says, think on these things, whatsoever thing is lovely, whatsoever thing is pure, all of those things. And that's a form of meditation. You will be surprised at how rewarding and how fulfilling it is to just sit down, get some quiet time to yourself, and begin to reflect inwardly. And you'll begin to see some of the things that this distraction is, be able to, and then know how to deal with them as they come up again, because you will always deal with things in your life that are very tedious and very overwhelming to deal with. But the wonderful thing is that the meditation, this 30-day rewind, Sankofa, I have put myself on, has been the most rewarding, fulfilling thing for me. It just has allowed me to refocus my energies in anything that I'm doing. During the first day, when I decided that I was going to do this, I just decided that I wasn't going to wait to New Year's for a New Year's resolution, because, I wanted to get untraditionalized myself and dealing with that, taking an approach like that, because 9 times out of 10, people do not stay committed to New Year's resolutions. But I decided to take this change in my life 30 days at a time, you know, and that encompasses, you know, dealing with the mind, body, and soul. I even started eating differently, not depriving myself, not dieting, but eating differently and more healthy. And I have just been feeling such an enlightening feeling within my mind, body, and spirit. Just even in my day-to-day business, I've just noticed that this positive energy has just been swarming around me. It's just like even the atmosphere of other people have noticed that this energy is around me. And it's, you know, something is working when other people are saying there's just something beautiful about being around you. It's just this vibe I'm getting from you. It makes you feel really great. And I'm, you know, sharing with a little bit of people what I am doing. But, you know, in a sense, I think, you know, eventually this 30-day rewind is going to turn into something that I'm probably going to put in publication, because it's something that I designed for myself, not trying to follow anyone else's program. But I'm doing what I feel I need to do for myself. And it's just been a tremendous feeling of just knowing that the energy that is I'm allowing and ushering into my life, how it's just affecting me positively, and it's you know, magnetizing other people wanting to be around me and get a hold of what I'm cooking up here. So, you know, a lot of people, I have went to my office the other day, and someone was just standing next to me. And they just wanted to reach out and touch me, because they wanted to know what was making me so happy, this glow around me, what was this thing that I was doing so different that it didn't have me worrying about what's going to happen on tomorrow, what am I going to face tomorrow? I'm not afraid to face tomorrow, because every morning I've been waking up just centering and focusing my thoughts. And, you know, I didn't used to do that before, and because I really never took meditation as a thing that you can do to really help focus your life. I thought that, you know, this was just something, you know, just like a taboo kind of thing. But I am just finding so much that it isn't. As an African-American woman, I really feel like that, you know, more people in the African-American community should understand and learn from other cultures that this is something that should be implemented in your life, because it does help you focus and center. And I understand why Russell Simmons does it now, you know, and I've even started doing a little bit of yoga, you know, for those plus-size women out there that's listening. Yoga is the most wonderful and fulfilling thing. I'm a plus-size woman, but I find myself doing yoga. I never thought that I could do it, but I found a yoga tape. I never really, to be honest with you, I know it's not a black or a white or a color issue, but I'm mentioning it because it's just these type of things are not really practiced in the African American community as much. But I'm starting to see more and more of them, you know, African-Americans trying to embrace it, and I want to be one of those people to tell you that how these, you know, implementing yoga and meditation in your life, how it helps you come into a more fulfilling life. And so when I decided to get into yoga, you know, I just found myself out shopping, not really looking for a yoga tape, but just trying to get the little thing, you know, just find a little bit of information about yoga. And several months ago, I found a lady, Robin Downs, Michelle Downs, an African-American woman who is a yoga instructor, and I was just totally floored, because I'm like, oh, my goodness, there is African-American people that do yoga. In fact, there's an instructor. So I ended up buying that yoga tape, and so I have been implementing some of her strategies into my life because it's called Yoga Flavor. And it gives you, you know, the proper poses and the practices and but with a little bit of flavor. And it's really rewarding to me because I never felt muscles stretching my body to the point of, and you know, it's just like you never, when you exercise, you never know that if you stretch a little bit how muscles feel after not being used for quite some time. So it also, I felt a sense of relief in every time I stretched or moved or some of the poses, I'm going to be very honest, I could not get. But guess what? I did not let that stop me. And one of the things that I've begun to notice about myself during this 30-day rewind is that I've been reflecting on a lot of things, and I allowed a lot of things to hinder me because of myself being plus size. But it was a growing point, a very beautiful moment for me when I decided that I was going to do yoga, whether I was, you know, thin or whether I was plus size. And guess what? It has been the most wonderful, you know, rewarding feeling to know that I'm able to do some of the steps, some of the poses, not all of them, but that's okay. The wonderful thing is that I set out to prove to myself that I could do this because I wanted to implement change in my life. And also, this doing the yoga has helped me want to even exercise more. I don't even think about it anymore. I just find myself doing it. So this is something that I know that is ushering daily positive energy into my life. And that's why I love my poetic name because, you know, it's all about me ushering in positive energy and positive vibes into my life. And doing this 30-day rewind has afforded me to do that. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful feeling for me. I am going to read a poem today. It's entitled, He is Always There. It's more of a spiritual poem, a religious poem, but I think it says a lot about God because God is a part of my life. So I, like poetry that, shows forth God's strength. This poem is, I found this poem, it's an anonymous poem, so I don't know who the author is, but we like to, normally if there was an author, we usually announce their name. But I just wanted to read this poem. It's called He is Always There. And here it goes. We can't foresee the turning of the tide when problems beset us and tears are cried. Sometimes life deals from the bottom of the deck, filling us with worry and leaving us a wreck. The enemy seeks to devour and destroy, using deceptions to eliminate our joy. While walking through the valley, our heads hung low. The mountain top seemed so high, our footsteps grew slow. How many times have we traveled this road? To the battle, the frustrations of troubles bestowed. Yet when we come to our darkest hour, God demonstrates his infinite power. It doesn't matter how bad things might seem. He always comes through our faith to redeem. God will not fall or fail in our times of pain. He'll never forsake us. By our side, he'll remain. So when we find ourselves at a total loss or when the valley seems too wide to cross, just remember you're in his love and care. Look over your shoulder. He's always there. I thought that was one of the most encouraging poems that I came across this week, and I knew that I was going to read it on the show today. Excuse me, I seem to be losing my voice, but... I'm sipping on a little herbal tea, and it's very delicious. But That poem just said a lot for me. You don't have to be a religious person to get the encouragement that you're seeking from that poem, because, you know, we all are dealt with our share of pain and issues that we deal with in our life. But this author of this poem, this poet, kind of helped us to reflect and see and kind of usher us into confronting all of the life issues that we were dealing with, giving us the reassurance that if you serve, whatever God you may serve, that God will always be there for you. So you have to have something or someone to hang on to. And God is a part of my life. I'm not a religious person, but I'm more of a spiritually inclined person, and I do believe in the higher power. I believe in the Almighty God, and I do believe that He gives us that ultimate way in our life because of the things that we're able to do. But we have to play a part in our own lives to allow ourselves to do things that usher and keep negative energy away from usher those things that are not, you know, besetting for our lives. And so this 30-day rewind thing, I find it's been a fascinating journey. I am on day number 12. I had been blogging about it up until day 4, but purposely I decided that I was going to wait on blogging instead of doing it day by day, but give my time to really, you know, share some truly experiences that I've been, you know, coming across with doing this 30-day rewind. And it's just been just a fascinating journey. I remember even on day one how the difference of my world was when I first woke up to meditation. And it just actually felt like I was breathing cleaner air for some reason. I don't know if that was psychologically, motivated or whatever, but it just appeared that even the air that I was taking in every day just seemed so refreshed, so refreshing. And I remember going out that morning, and I'm, you know, thinking that I was around. Now I'm here in Michigan, and it's really, really cold up here. But the day one of my 30-day rewind, I remember going outside thinking that I smelled fresh, you know, the water that comes in, you know, that's in the swimming pool, that's the chlorine and everything. It just seemed so refreshing. And by the way, I love, in the summertime, I love going sitting by the water, and because it's very calming, I like doing things like that, but I had gotten away from it for so long. But I actually felt, you know, I don't know if that, you know, meditation is just, you know, I can imagine that it is psychologically helping you to, embrace other things around you more and pay attention more to things. But, you know, it really did. I felt like that I was breathing and taking in fresher air. And I felt like I was surrounded by some fresh water, but it was definitely a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I am going to continue. I find myself day by day taking it one day at a time, not, you know, I know that I've lost them because my clothes are, you know, totally different. But the rules in my program is that I cannot weigh myself only after the first day of the start of my 30-day and on the last day of the 30-day. And then I rewind, and I keep doing my 30-day rewind until I'm at my ultimate goal weight, and I'm at, you know, I'm more spiritually, the spiritual part is just coming naturally with changing my eating habits, my living habits, my work ethics, just things of that nature, you know, how I deal with things on a day-to-day basis. It's just been such a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. And, you know, I just really want to share it with so many other people because I don't think a lot of people do things that really help them get rid of all of the negative energy in their lives. So, folks, this is about 14 minutes remaining in the show. I am going to play a couple of a little bit of music here for you all, and then I am going to let's see here. We are going to play Luther Vandross with Every Year, Every Christmas. I like, because of the season, I like to, you know, just make the atmosphere very comfortable and very feel very festive for you. I would like to take this time to just thank all those that are listening. You are so appreciated. Just for stopping out, hanging out, and listening to me on my Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation show. We'll be right back after this.
I've waited and waited for someone I never.
Well, folks, welcome back. That was Luther Vandross, Every Year, Every Christmas. You have been listening to Poetic Energy on my morning inspiration and a conversation. I'm just talking about this program that I've implemented in my life. It's no one else's program. It's all mine. And I stress that because sometimes we go through life doing so many things, and it's wonderful to get advice and learn things from other people. But this is something that I decided to implement into my own life that I just said, forget the New Year's resolution thing. All these years it really hasn't been working. You start something, you really don't finish. But I feel like this thing that I have myself doing, this 30-day rewind where I'm only, accomplishing my goals 30 days at a time, not focusing on, how much weight I want to lose or how much, it's just sometimes that's just too much to even think about. Sometimes taking things in steps is the best way and the best approach to accomplishing whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And I have found that taking that approach has been very rewarding for me. And I am enjoying the journey for right now. Today is day 12 of my 30-day rewind, and everything that I've wanted to or committed to doing is actually I find myself just doing it without little effort. It's because it's just like within my spirit, it's unforced, something that I just truly want to do. Whereas with doing their New Year's resolution, I never felt like, I wanted to do something about, things I wanted to change in my life, but I felt like that it was because this is the thing to do every year. It's not something that, I feel like you can't really achieve something unless you're very passionate about it and you want to do it yourself, not because it's a tradition to do these things, because sometimes, you fall out of balance with traditions. And sometimes you just got to take on a whole new different way of doing things, and I learned that just doing implementing that the meditation in my life, because meditation allowed me to reflect inwardly. So I am so excited about that because it's something that I'm loving. It's not something that somebody is twisting my arm to do, but I find it is very rewarding for me. But I wanted to also share with you, we only got a few more minutes left in the show. During my 30-day rewind, like I said earlier in the show, that I have been writing blogs every day. But I stopped on day 4 because I wanted to give myself a whole weekend, a few days to kind of be able to write a blog, based on the whole experience for a whole 7 days. And then I was doing a purification also during those days. So I just wanted to be able to write about that relatively soon. But on each day that I was coming up with different words that, of course, I learned in college and in high school and different things of that. But sometimes reacquainting yourself with just words and their meanings can bring out something, totally different. So every day I've been, having little words like balance and moderation. On day 2, I came with the two things that came to me was balance and moderation in my life. learning how to do everything in moderation, sometimes we find ourselves overindulging in things, and it somehow affects us in a bad way. So I said, wow, moderation. You know, I've known this word for years, but you never really take hold of a meaning until you're trying to really make changes in your life. And this is what I see that's going on in my life, and that's why this morning the snow was falling heavy, but I just woke up this morning feeling just absolutely lovely, absolutely beautiful, totally enlightened because of the things that I'm experiencing during my 30-day rewind. I've also been coming up, the other word was balance. In each word I define in my blog, balance is mental steadiness or emotional stability, habit of calm behavior or judgment. And I really love that definition of balance, and because I totally feel balanced. Moderation is the quality of being moderate, restraint, avoidance of extreme or excessive, showing temperance. So that's wonderful just to even, you know, take in those words on that day. And I also came up with a quote, you know, that I came up with, poetic energy. I released, well, this is more of an affirmation type of thing, but I came up with on that day, I release positive energy into the universe. I release financial freedom, spiritual alignment, and unconditional love for the boomerang effect for it to return unto me. I don't know where I came up with that boomerang, but I started thinking up of a boomerang and, you know, how the myth is that you throw the boomerang and it comes back. Well, all of those things I wanted to be able to release into the universe only to come back with me, and that's the law of sowing and reaping also. So I found that to be very fascinating that day when that all just kind of came into my world like that, just with my thoughts and everything being centered. On day three of my 30-day rewind, I came up with the words devotion and dedication. And my blog is authormichellealford.wordpress.com. If you will ever want to take the opportunity to look at the blogs, but I will be putting up the rest of the days up until today, sometime today or tomorrow. But I kind of share a little bit of my experience, not giving you the whole story because, like I said, I will be putting this into publication because this is my experience, not anyone else's, but my experience that I've been going through. And on day four, I just woke up just feeling so happy, you know, and that's all it really took for me, just feeling the feeling of being happy and just I'm not trying to create this world of, you know, nothing is wrong, nothing, you know, nothing's going to happen in your life. But, you know, I'm just kind of showing you how when you do things to help focus your and center your thoughts, how rewarding your life, more rewarding, fulfilling your life can be. And you're able to deal with circumstances that come up in your life in a better way. It doesn't overtake you if you know how to deal with it. So focusing your thoughts and getting stuff together mentally, spiritually, it plays a significant part in your life being whole. So I just want to urge you and encourage you to just do something that you want to change in your life. Take your own approach and do it, you know, systematically. Don't worry about New Year's resolutions, but do what you have to do to produce a better you this year. So I want to say God bless you. Thank you for listening. This is the end of our show. But thank all of you who came, stopped by in the chat room, all that tuned in. You have been on listening to Morning Inspirations Candid Conversation with Poetic Energy, a.k.a. author Michelle E. Alford. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy holidays.
Above all the earth,
thou art exalted.